Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I'd like to tell you an amazing Purim story that actually happened to me. Baruch Hashem, this past Sunday night, we celebrated the bar mitzvah of our grandson who lives in Miami. Now, of course, we had to come back here for Purim because we do a lot of programs and so forth. So, of course, the idea was to come back here the morning or the afternoon before Purim. However, b'hashgacha pratis, by divine providence, we made a mistake and we booked a flight for Erev Purim that would get us back here to Cincinnati, to where we live, at 9:30 at night, way after everybody else in town, Davin Ma'ariv, and way after everybody else, almost everybody else, read Megillah. And by the time we discovered the mistake, it was really too late to change for different reasons, the costs and the conveniences and whatever, other things, different factors. It was just really not possible to change the ticket. Okay, so we're stuck. We're going to have to start our fast, like everybody else, in the morning and continue our fast while we're on the plane. We could actually eat, but b'dieved, not really the best, but we could if we had to. But it will be several hours after the holiday has begun till we'll be able to get home from the airport and to hear the Megillah or read the Megillah. So it's not really ideal. It's not really the best way to start the holiday Purim. So we thought, okay, it must be, but everything's by Hashgacha Pratis, everything's by divine providence. It must be that there's something that I'm supposed to accomplish, so me or my wife are supposed to accomplish on this flight or on this trip, which is happening really in the opening hours of Purim. So let's see what it is. Maybe there's somebody we're supposed to help, somebody we're supposed to speak to. Let's see. So we went to the airport, we got on the plane. My wife took her seat next to the window. I took my seat in the middle of three seats, and the fellow who was sitting in the aisle seat, very nice guy, got up for me. Oh, this is your seat, okay. We sat down in our seats, he sat down in his seat, and the flight began. And during the flight, we started to speak a little bit, and it turned out that this fellow was in fact Jewish, and proudly Jewish, but not at all interested in the mitzvahs of the Torah, and not very knowledgeable and didn't have good experiences growing up with his Judaism. And so I had an opportunity to speak with him. We spoke, we conversed, we shared, we joked, we verbrengt, as you would call it. We enjoyed a company together, spoke about Judaism, about Purim. He asked me to tell him the story of Purim. And of course, I included various Hasidic insights, and we spoke about Judaism in general and many, many topics. And he was quite touched. Baruch Hashem, he was quite touched. And he even said to me, you know, Rabbi, there are some issues that I'd really like to speak to you about. I don't want to speak to you on a plane about them, but we have to get together and continue our conversation. And sure enough, we did exchange information. And this afternoon, I stopped by and I delivered him a Shalach Manos. Now, of course, today was Shushan Purim, but nevertheless, it's not usher to give somebody a gift of food on Shushan Purim, even if we don't live in Shushan or Yerushalayim or one of those cities surrounded by a wall in the days of Yeshua. And I lent him a book of Torah, a real Torah book, perhaps the first one that he had ever seen. So in hindsight, we see that obviously Hashem wanted me to be a shlich for him, to help this Jewish person get started back on a path to more Judaism, or at least even have a conversation about Torah, even if nothing else. And from this we see that everything is b'hashgacha pratis, everything happens by divine providence. And every day, if not every minute, we have opportunities to fulfill Hashem's will, whether it's learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, reaching out to another person to help them. As expression goes, if you know Aleph, teach somebody Aleph. If you know Beis, teach somebody Beis. And so every one of us, Of course, we are always trying to learn more Torah, no question about it. But all of us have enough knowledge to teach somebody else some Torah as well, to be mekarev, to bring close, to express our love for a fellow Jew, whether it's in speech or in action, helping someone do a mitzvah, or just schmoozing with another Jew. That can also sometimes be a big difference, just even maybe perhaps a smile. Just smiling to another Jewish person, as well as any person, but especially, of course, our main emphasis is on helping those people in our own family, other Jewish people. And this certainly will bring Mashiach quicker. No question about it, that every time we do a favor for a Jew, it definitely brings Mashiach quicker. As a matter of fact, the Baal Shem Tov said that a Jewish soul comes down to this world and lives 70, 80 years, even to do one favor for one Jew. Even a physical favor, so much more so a spiritual favor. So Baruch Hashem, I was very fortunate to be able to see the Hashgacha Pratis of Divine Providence, that this mistaken ticket, this mistaken flight plan of arriving on Purim day instead of in the hours before Purim was definitely Hashgacha Pratis. Of course, everything's Hashgacha Pratis. And Baruch Hashem, I was able to see how I could help another Jew to come closer to Torah mitzvahs. Thank you for joining us for Jewish Stories and More. And may you and me and all of us do everything that we can and more than what's in our power, even more than what's in our power, to increase in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, to do goodness and kindness, to learn about Mashiach and Geula, and to bring Mashiach and Geula even one moment earlier. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.